he don't get to play. Yeah, 5 weeks he's been already in the world. Yeah,
it's just that
he's so fast. Easy for us. We have a similar play.
Story about the city that they were hiding
Yeah,
took over the land, domains, and fired them.
All right.
The residents actually.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the May 6th meeting of Oroville City Council. This evening will be led in prayer by Pastor Brad Hughes. Would you stand with me, please?
Almighty God, I've come here tonight to ask your blessing, your wisdom upon this group of people. Father, we thank you that we can come to you and to seek your guidance, seek your knowledge. And Lord, we praise you for the day. What a beautiful day you've given to us. It shows us how much you truly do love us. And we thank you, Lord, that we can come at the end of this day and conduct the business of the city. My prayer is over each one that's here. Be with the election tomorrow and give Lord, your grace in that area as well. Thank you for this evening. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Have roll call, please.
Chu.
Here.
Wilson.
Excuse.
Spears Jr.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Spears Sr.
Here.
Horfman.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes of our April 15th meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Mr. Larson.
I move the minutes of the April 18th meeting be approved.
Okay. Second, Mr. Corfin.
Ms. Bears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ms. Bears Sr.?
Yes.
Corfin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Asperis.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee has not met as of recent. And I do not have any report this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Utilities, Mr. Corkman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities has no report.
Thank you. Health and Safety, Mr. Asperis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report tonight.
Thank you. And Mr. Wilson is excused, so we'll move to transportation. Mr. Shue.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation also has no report this evening.
Okay. Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report, sir.
Thank you. Ordinance and personnel, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and personnel has not met. I have no report.
Thank you. We'll move, we have no special committee reports tonight. We'll move to the administrative reports. Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a few items tonight. Number one, would like to read a proclamation. May is Electrical Safety Month, and so we have a proclamation that exhibits that. It says, whereas hundreds of people die and thousands are injured each year in the United States as a result of electrically related incidents, and whereas property damage resulting from home fires caused by electrical failure or malfunction amounts to more than $1.4 billion annually, and whereas more than six people are electrocuted each week in the United States, And whereas citizens are advised to protect their homes and families with the latest safety technology, such as ground fault circuit interrupters, or fault circuit interrupters, and tamper-resistant receptacles. And whereas citizens are urged to install, test, and properly maintain an adequate number of smoke alarms. And whereas the Electric Safety Foundation International, ESFI, is dedicated exclusively to promoting electrical safety in the home, school, and workplace through education, awareness, and advocacy. Now, therefore, I, David T. Hanworth, Mayor of the City of Oroville, do hereby proclaim the month of May 2019 as the Electrical Safety Month in the City of Oroville and encourage all citizens to observe the importance of establishing, practicing electrical safety habits in their homes, in the schools, workplace, to reduce the number of electrical-related fires, injuries, and deaths. So, not really a light and cheery proclamation, but certainly one that people need to be aware of. I don't think anybody would realize that kind of injury causes death that often in our country now. Also, I'd like to mention that our next council meeting, I've asked the director from Medway, Mr. Jason Waddell, to come over and speak to us, give a short presentation, just to give our council folks a good understanding of what all Medway is involved in, and also those that watch on the A-Channel. So he will be here unless something changes that schedule for some reason. And lastly, would like to just, I know it's been horribly hard for people to mow grass. It's been wet, 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 and the grass has been growing like crazy. But driving around town today, a lot of people were mowing, and that's good. But we're getting so many people blowing the grass out in the streets, 3 and 4 feet out into the streets. And not only does it look horrible, it's really unsafe for bike riders or motorcycle riders, anybody that would be doing that. So we've mentioned it before, just a plea to people. You know, like I said once before, I get that if that's just the way you mow and it blows that way, that's fine. But if you could rake it up, take a blower, do something, and get it picked out of the street, that would sure help. I know Mr. Brettinger would like to not see all, well, Mr. Wheeler, not see all that down in the water sewers, too. So that's going to just help clog up drains if we get a really bad rain. So please, people, mow the grass, but don't blow it all out in the street. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Mayor. We'll move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Projects are getting kicked off. The ODOT is supposed to be in this week to start on Main Street, weather permitting. The Concrete Street project is scheduled to begin next week. We'll start on Maple Street. Maple will become a one-way. It'll become northbound only. And again, all this is weather contingent as well. And finally, the cemetery drives are getting paved tomorrow. They started that last fall. Didn't quite get it finished up, so they should have that finished up tomorrow, actually. So that's a project just getting wrapped up from last fall, from the early winter that arrived. And that's my report for this evening.
Thank you. Questions? Thank you. And we will now move to our Utilities Director, Mr. Grady.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple of departmental updates. Last month, the electric department employees successfully installed some new generator controls on our units 10 and 11, and this replaces technology that was designed back in the 1940s. So we have bridged that technology gap. I did distribute the 2018 water quality report. Prior to council meeting, I do have a notice that we are required to announce related to that. And this is just to announce that the 2018 water quality report is now available for viewing online at www.org/waterqualityreport. This report contains important information about the source and quality of your drinking water. please call 330-684-5130 if you would like a paper copy mailed to you or to your home. And in looking at that report, it looks real similar to most of our other annual reports that we do testing on. You'll also notice that, again, this year we had no violations related to any of those parameters that were required to maintain to meet EPA standards. Just an update on the High Street Water Main Project. We were finally able to accommodate Smith Dairy's schedule last this recent Sunday, tied them in Sunday morning. That allows us to make the final tie at the intersection of Main and Vine. That intersection's been a little bit rough. That work was started today, should wrap up tomorrow. That will allow the contractor to begin the balance of the temporary paving later on this week, and we'll get that gravel out of there and that road back in a little fairer condition in preparation of the overlay that will be taking place later on this year. I did want to remind City Council that the AMP OMEA Legislative Day is in Columbus this year. It's on May 29th from 10 to 3 o'clock. We expect to meet with our elected officials down there, review with several other topics related to the electric industry, talk about some things going on with the State House, mainly the budget this year and House Bill 6. I've sent out a number of emails letting you kind of know where that bill is at these days. That's being fast-tracked through the legislative process. If that bill goes through the way it is right now, our customers received about $170,000 worth of credits on our zero-carbon energy projects last year that will be eliminated with this bill. You may have seen the cute commercials on TV with the windmills, solar panels, little kids running through the flower fields there, but the one thing that commercial left out are the two First Energy nuclear plants that are at the heart of this bill, which is basically a bailout there. So look at that bill a little bit more in detail and kind of follow your money there. I don't have anything against our nuclear folks. I just want to, next time we get in trouble, you know, we'd like to apply for some of that bailout money there, too. So that'll be a topic that we'll be talking a lot with our legislators about. Scott Wiggum is pretty well up to speed on that. He understands where the issues are. Other than answering some questions concerning the resolution that's on the agenda tonight, that's all I have tonight, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. So that's interesting. House Bill 6. So the EPA came in and they put pressure on us to reduce our carbon footprint, and hence coal burners throttled back to 10%. So we did what they told us to do. 2017, by January, we're compliant. And so now it's not good enough. Right?
Well, that's not directly connected with that. They're trying to promote...
reduce our carbon footprint.
Well, we did there, but these are two related, two unrelated matters. They're kind of connected from an environmental perspective, but the two don't have any legislative or political direct connections.
So are we receiving any credit other than we won't fine you after January 2017?
Yeah. No, nobody stepped in and helped us out of a situation that we had no control over, and that's what the investor-owned utilities are claiming. We didn't have control over these new changes out there that impact our nuclear plant. So if you want them still around, you need to help us out a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, we get it.
And what Mr. Wiggum stands on it?
He is sympathetic to the reality of the bill and what it is and what it isn't and the impacts that it has. Has on our customers. He is not a he understands our position. Where he'll vote at on this thing. I can't vouch for that, but he understands the position of of our community and the struggles that we have, not only in the community, but within our entire association on that. So he gets it. I'll say that.
Okay. You mentioned fast track. So the AMP OEMA legislative rally, will this bill be voted on prior to that?
It'll be coming up on or about the time that they're making decisions on the state budget. Where it ends up at prior to that or shortly thereafter, the bill's drafters are hoping that this thing is approved prior to the budget so it can be integrated into the biennium state budget. That's the plan right now. So
does it help for any of us to go down and support that? I take it you're going down.
Right now the mayor and I are planning on going down to that. If any of you are interested in that, let us know. We'll make the combination to get down there. But that's a topic that we plan on having some face time with. So it's not a, I would say, imperative. It's more imperative that we individually reach out and let our elected folks know there. But whether this really doesn't require a face-to-face, they just need to hear from the elected body out there. And that can be done very effectively through their website.
Okay.
So this isn't an all hands on deck, but they need to hear from somebody other than the mayor and the utility director.
Okay. So then I have a quick question, Mr. Brediger, if you will, on the water quality report. Looks excellent. Part of violations, none. So I'm looking at the lead, and that's measured in parts per billion. It's pretty amazing that we're tested at two ppbs. With 15 being the threshold, and then copper at ppms, and we're at 0.01. That's outstanding. My question is, it says year sample 2017, so are we required to test that every other year?
No, we tested last year, and those results get published the following year.
Oh,
this
okay.
year, we'll test again, and they'll be tested and sampled in 18. Reported in 19, so that these things have a year lag.
One year lag.
They're tested every year.
Okay. All right. Because the inorganics, those are all showing 218. For some reason those get posted sooner then.
Yeah, okay. They do. Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Some of these are on the lag.
Okay. And then so 2018, we don't have those results yet for lead and copper or. Those favorable?
They are not part. They are not part of this report. They'll be part of that, the upcoming report. I can tell you that those are well within the limits.
Okay.
Again, yes.
All right. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, it's just the way this report is structured. These there's a couple components that lag in the reporting year.
Okay.
But the samples are taken during the course of the year. It's just when they get reported.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Brediger. We'll now move to our finance director, Ms. Strimmel.
Thank you, Mr. President. The auditor of the state has authorized the establishment of the Blumen Orville Fund. Just wanted to give council some notice that we'll be adding that to our fund balance report. And at the next meeting, we'll be bringing some legislation to amend the appropriations so that we can make the necessary expenditures that are starting to arrive for that program. Just to give you an update, we have prepared 284 baskets. Those will be hung on May 22nd by Orville Utilities, the distribution department, with the help of some of the Orville High School seniors. Also that same week, 34 planter parents have agreed to maintain a downtown planter. We'll have those done. We appreciate all their efforts throughout the summer to keep those looking nice. The gateway flowers will also be completed that week. And I'd just like to thank Mike Hedberg for his coordination efforts and also the distribution personnel and the planter parents and everyone else that's responsible for making that program a big success every year. And that's all I have.
Hey, thank you. We'll move to our loan director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. I have no official report this evening, but I'd like to congratulate one of our councilmen, John Larson, University of Akron Wayne College thinks that John is a pretty outstanding person, and they've given him an award. And John, what is that award officially called? I had just that you were selected.
It's the 2019 Distinguished Alumni Award.
Okay. Congratulations.
The only way in which I've ever been distinguished.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We have no old business for this evening, but for new business, we'll again go back to Mr. Lorson. It's yours.
Resolution 2019, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Hampshire?
Yes.
LaSphere Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
LaSphere Jr.?
Yes.
Resolution 2019, a resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director of the City of Orrville, Ohio, to enter into an agreement with the Board of County Commissioners of Wayne County, Ohio, for prosecutorial services with the Wayne County Prosecuting Attorney and declaring an emergency.
All right. Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. As I mentioned at our budget workshop, since the courts are no longer here, we've had a agreement with them that we would provide the space for courts here in Orrville. In return, they would provide prosecutorial services to us free of charge. Now that the courts have officially moved out effective the end of March, we are now going to have to pay for those prosecutorial services. The charge is based on a three-year track record of our cases in proportion to Worcester's and Rittman's, and then we were charged accordingly. We have 25% of the city of Worcester, so as a result, we're paying 25% of what they pay. This year, since we're only 9 months, it's prorated for the nine-month period, so that the annual cost would be $20,800. This year, it's $15,600 for the 9 months. This was budgeted for. We actually budgeted a little more than this, and it's just not really knowing what the cost would be. So it is in the general fund budget for 2019. With the terms of this agreement will just continue year to year with a 5% increase, unless we want to renegotiate or go back to the negotiation table to if there were less cases or more cases, then of course we could open it back up. But this kind of rolls over from year to year otherwise. So, be glad to answer any questions.
Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Wheel, this $15,600 reduced from the 9 months, is that a cap?
That is a cap, yes, sir. It's a fixed cost. And the $20,800 will be a fixed cost as well.
Okay. Other than the 5% annually.
That's correct, okay. Yeah. Yes, yeah, so it does not vary depending on the number of cases for that particular year.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Good question.
Anyone else?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
I move resolution 2019 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Resolution 2119. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Resolution 2119, a resolution authorizing the Director of Utilities of the City of Orrville, Ohio, to advertise for bids and enter into a contract and or contracts for the replacement of the water plant roof and declaring an emergency.
Who needs to speak to this? Mr. Redinger?
Well, I can offer a couple pieces of information. I did provide a letter on April 24th that described what we're looking at here. This is the original roof that was installed on the water plant when it was built in 1996-97 time frame. I would I'd probably categorize that roof as kind of a basic roof. It's all flat on that facility. It was, according to our consultant, probably a 20-year roof, and we're a little bit past that. We've actually been spending a little bit of money on that the past 2 or 3 years. The consultant that we have used for a lot of our facilities has recommended replacing that sometime within the next year while the decking materials are still usable. They are recommending that we go back in with a one-piece membrane-type roof. That's a kind of technology that works extremely well on flat roof applications. We have these types of roofs at the on the various structures at the power plant and the wastewater treatment facility. This roof can be guaranteed for 30 years. We do have, this was part of our capital plan. It's included in our budget. We are looking at soliciting proposals for installation either this fall or next spring. So we're looking at trying to work around some contractor availability to see if we can have some economies schedule-wise, since we have a little bit of time on our side on that. This does not have to be passed tonight, and I'll answer any other questions that you might have on this. The estimated cost on this is $350,000.
Any questions?
Yes. What was the cost again?
Around $350,000. That's about, engineers or consultants' estimate on that.
How many square feet?
I can't tell you that. I can tell you that tomorrow morning, though.
15,400.
There you go. Send a report. There's a lot of roof there. A lot of openings in the roof.
I used to put them on.
Okay. Going bid on this?
You offering to do it for $100,000?
there'll be some upgrades. Kind of deal.
Any other comments?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Shoup?
Yes.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
I move resolution 2119 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Resolution 2219. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corbin.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Resolution 2219. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements with the State of Ohio Purchasing Cooperative, Department of Administrative Services, to purchase one 2019 or newer Ford F-250 pickup truck for the Service Department of the City of Oroville, Ohio, or alternatively, to purchase said vehicle from another dealer on equivalent terms, conditions, and specifications, but at a lower price than it can be purchased through the state contract, as allowed by Ohio Revised Code Section 125.04, with a trade-in and declaring an emergency.
Okay. Mr. Wheel. Thank you, Mr. President. This is part of our annual vehicle replacement plan.
This vehicle that we are replacing is well over 20 years old. It has almost 200,000 miles on it. It is definitely more maintenance than probably the return in value at this point. And we are requesting approval to purchase. We do have it budgeted within our capital funds for this year as well.
Questions? I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Espiros.
Espiros Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Espiros Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
I move resolution 2219 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Korfman.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Espiros Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Espiros Sr.?
Yes.
Resolution 2319, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Korfman. I'm going to get a rubber stamp for your name.
I know.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Espiros Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Espiros Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Resolution 2319, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements with the State of Ohio Purchasing Cooperative Department of Administrative Services to purchase one 2019 or newer Ford F-550 truck for the service department of the City of Oroville, Ohio, or alternatively, to purchase said vehicle from another dealer upon equivalent terms, conditions, and specifications, but at a lower price. That there's a typo here. Then it can be purchased through the state contract as allowed by Ohio Revised Code Section 125.04 with a trade-in and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. This, too, is part of the vehicle replacement plan. This vehicle is actually one of our small dump trucks. It is 25-plus years old with almost 100,000 miles on it, which it has definitely given us our money's worth in regards to the lifespan, and be glad to answer any questions. We are proposing to purchase both vehicles through the state purchasing program. Just can't beat the dollar amount, but we also typically will see if the local dealership will offer us a lower price than that, which sometimes they will and sometimes they won't. So,
yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Wheeler, was this item in the green?
It is in the green, yeah. Okay. It's under the dump truck, I think is how I labeled it, which is what it is. It's a small dump truck.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I forget, Board of Controls, is that the mayor, yourself, and finance director?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes. Which, by charter, we are required to do for major purchases. Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Mr. Korfman.
Yeah. According to your memo, 30 was the pickup, and 33 is the truck.
Yeah, it's a 1985.
It's an accomplishment to our mechanics.
They do a fantastic job.
Those things get beat up in the winter, especially.
Oh, absolutely, yes, sir.
They've done a great job of keeping that thing alive. Lasting longer than the roof.
Right. Any other comments?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Here to help you out.
Shu?
Yes.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
I move resolution 2319 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Shu.
Espiros Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Espiros Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Resolution 2419. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Korfman.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Espiros Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Esperes Junior?
Yes.
Resolution 2419, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and/or agreements with the State of Ohio Purchasing Cooperative Department of Administrative Services to purchase one Zoll manual monitor defibrillator for the Fire Department of the City of Oroville, Ohio, with a trade-in and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is, as the resolution states, a heart monitor defibrillator. It is 13 years old. It is no longer supported by Zoll, so it's kind of critical that we get a replacement. This heart monitor, which I think is kind of interesting, actually relays the data to the hospital before our arrival so that they know what, kind of the patient's information before they get there. So it also acts as a defibrillator as well. It is budgeted for in our EMS fund, and glad to answer any questions. Chief Bishop is also here in case you have any questions that are beyond my expertise.
Yes, sir.
Just to clarify, this is the portable. This goes out with the
absolutely.
Heavy rescue and all that
Yes,
stuff. Mm-hmm. What was the cost of this unit?
This unit is it's $30,000, just over $30,000 before the trade-in. Ends up being about $27,000.
Okay.
And we do have $30,000 budgeted in the EMS fund.
Okay. So the 13 years on the Zoll unit, is that typical normal? Is
Chief, 13 years, is that a typical lifespan?
Yeah, what happened, Mr. Spear, they upgraded the models. What we have is a model 13, now they're up to 15. So what we have is no longer supported by software, the batteries. So we have a physio control is what is now on the secondary unit. We have a Zoll that's on our primary unit, so that's what we're looking to standardize. We'll have both Zolls on both rigs.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Question. Mr. Chu.
Chris, how does it communicate with the hospital as far as the information going back and forth? Is it through a cell phone?
It's a cell phone. We have a hotspot that we have on the rig so we can communicate back and forth. It's through that. It's like a cell phone connection, yes, through Verizon. It's a 12 lead. What we do is when we hook it up on the patient, it's getting out the script, and then we can send that information straight to the ER, and they'll know what's coming. And our medics can sit there and read it, excuse me, and then they'll read it up there, and they're ready for us when we come in with what the situation is. This is also a defibrillator, heart monitor. We use it on every call we go on to do a check on the people. Their heart rate, stuff like that. So it does blood pressures, their O2 saturation, everything. So
the technology is amazing. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
I might have a used one on sale. You're real cheap in a couple.
You got to reserve it ahead of time. Anyone else have any comments? Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Thanks. I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
My mind just went blank.
Could I second that, Mr. Spears? Mr. Spears
Senior.
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Spears Junior?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
I move resolution 2419 be adopted as resolution.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson? Shu?
Yes.
Spears Junior?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears Senior?
Yes.
All right. We're all done? Okay, that sounds good. I may need to ask the Chief if they have an extra strip on there for forgetful brains. that may not come out of it. Okay, anybody have anything for the good of the order this evening? Ooh, we've got two hands, three hands. My golly, who wants to go first? Mr. Larson.
I would just like to say about your comment in the beginning, the Distinguished Alumni Award. Wayne College is just a fantastic community asset and has been in its entire history here. If it wasn't here, I probably wouldn't have gone to college myself. And I'm very proud to be associated with it, and I hope it's here forever. It's a great asset. Thanks again.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Shute.
I want to jump back to House Bill 6. I always kind of felt that we were all going to be paying a carbon tax at some point in time, but now we're going to be paying a tax not producing carbon. So we're going to get us from both directions with this.
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of comes at you from multiple directions there. Yeah. It's kind of the death by a thousand cuts.
Mr. Craddock, would it be safe to characterize that bill as more of a bailout of an investor-owned utility?
It's a subsidy, I guess, and it's, you know, in its purest form. It's, they're having a tough time competing in the market. The nuclear assets are a zero-carbon entity, and the state wants to promote zero-carbon resources, and this is the utility struggling to make that asset available based on the amount of energy that it produces for consumers in Ohio, and we want that, we as the collective we want that asset to be part of the state, then they're asking for some help to make that happen. So there's some credits and rebates and things along that line there, but since we're not part of that program, we kind of get put off on the shelf there. But those markets that will be affected by this subsidy are those same markets that we derive some of the credits for our investments that we've made in solar, the wind, and most recently the hydro project that came on board. So it's.
Any other comments for the good of the order this evening? Yes, sir, Mr. Corbin.
Okay, as the other member of council on the alumni board, Wayne College, I congratulate Mr. Lorson and repeat his accolades of how good that college is for Oroville, Wayne County, and I also probably would not have gone back to college if it wasn't for Wayne College. The other thing I'd like to make clear is, or announce, that I will not be on the November ballot for next year. My name's been withdrawn. Nobody registered as an independent. So information will be forthcoming about that position, but I will be completing just this term. And then I've gone on as the second councilman from Oroville to go in as a deputy director at the Board of Elections. So thank you. And we'll have more information coming on how we'll fill that position.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Will we adjourn?
Thank you.
Second.
Second. Mr. Shute.
Morrison?
Yes.
Shute?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our meeting. We're now at the
end.
It must have been on one of those days where it was supposed to rain and it didn't.
Thursday or Friday? Yeah, that's when I come to class.
So obviously you're in a big deal.
Oh, okay.
It's just that. It's like we have to hire someone to want it.
I'm
sorry, your note.
Yeah, and it was more just because I'm getting old and stuff.